For in the Spirit we incubate the promises of God and the future and the generation and what God wants to do. And we have to understand the birth of the plans that God has. Jeremiah came to a point where he said that I will not make mention of you anymore. Came to a point in his life where he said that I will not make mention of you anymore and I will not speak in your name. A great prophet said, I am disappointed. The call that you gave me is too great. I cannot carry this burden, and I will not speak or make mention of you ever again. And then he said that the word of God is locked up inside of his bones, and there is no way that he can keep it back. And there's no way that he cannot speak in God's name. And there's no way that he cannot go on. And there's no way that he cannot be burdened with Jesus Christ. And that he cannot fulfill the call of God upon his life. For the call of God is such in his bones that it is a fire within him. That it is a fire within him. That it is a fire within him. If you've ever been disappointed, if you've ever come to the end of your rope, saying that I cannot carry this call, tonight God is going to ignite the fire that He once placed upon your bones. And I pray that you will be so ignited that you will say, it doesn't matter, that I cannot withhold the call and the words that is locked up inside of me. Father, we just praise you. We just worship you. We just honor you. For you alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. For there are dimensions. Dimensions that we need to go through. I said this on Friday. John was busy on the island. And suddenly he saw Jesus Christ standing at a door. And Jesus said to him, come up higher so that I can show you things to come. And he said to him, I will take you from one dimension to another so that I can show you the future. I will take you from one encounter to another encounter so that I can show you the future. The problem is that we are stuck at a dimension. And we get familiar in that dimension because we didn't realize that Jesus Christ was already standing at the door and that door is already open. And He's already inviting us to go from one place to another. But we are so familiar in one dimension that we refuse to go through the door and to receive the revelation. If John didn't go through the door, you will not have the book of Revelations. We will not have the revelation of the end time and what is going to happen and what the future will hold. But God says that there is a dimension that I am at the door. Jesus Christ is standing at the door saying, come from this dimension where you have become familiar. It's because you refuse to go through the door, and it's because you refuse to recognize the time of your visitation. Because I came to visit you and to open the door so that you can move on. But you refuse to move on. And the water has already become stale. And you already became familiar for where you are. But my intention with you is never to keep you there. My intention is for you to move from one place to another, from one level to another. Because the Spirit always moves. Where you were 5 minutes ago, the Spirit has already moved. If you're stagnant, He has already light years away. And we get stuck in a dimension. For when you come to church, there are four things that should happen. Four things that should happen. First of all, you should have an encounter with Jesus Christ. I want to say that again. You should have an encounter with Jesus Christ, who is the door that will open one dimension to another. You should have an encounter, face-to-face encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For He says that if you seek Me, you will find Me. If you seek Me, you will find Me. He didn't say that if you seek Me, you might find Me. If you seek Me, you will find Me. But there should be a people that said that I am violently, violently, violently seeking the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There should be a people that said that I will not leave this building up until you pitch up and up until you meet Me. That I refuse to move if you do not pitch up. Moses said that I cannot move if you do not move with Me. I cannot move. He had all the authority, he had everything going for him. He had all the supernatural ability to move. But he said that I will not move up until you come. I will not move out of this place up until you come. Smith Wigglesworth said that if God doesn't want to move, I will make Him move. How do I do that? I do that by desire. For my desire is for a king. My desire is for a king. My desire is to meet a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. My desire is to tell Him who I am. My desire is Him. So if my desire will be met, I refuse to move up until you come. You should have an encounter. If you walked into this place and you walk out and you did not have an encounter, I want to ask you, what is your desire? What is your desire? For He will give you the desires of your heart. Let my desire always be for Christ. Let my desire always be for Christ. I am speaking to my soul. Let my desire always be to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let my desire always be for Him. Let my desire always be for Him. I saw how a preacher casted out a demon out of a woman, and it was the spirit of death. And the preacher asked the demon, "What is the legal right that you are here?" And the demon said that she desires to die. And that gave the devil the legal right. I want to challenge your desire in this night. I want to challenge your desire in this night. Because His word says that He will, that He will, that He will, that He will, that He will give you the desires of your heart. I want to challenge, what do you believe? What do you believe? The second thing is that you need a transformation. When you come into this church, you need a transformation. And the transformation comes by the Word. And when the Word comes, I can look in myself as if in a mirror, and apocalypto, there's a revealing, and I know who I am in Him. For the moment that the word is displayed, the moment that the word is manifested, I look into a mirror and I see the light of Christ and I see the word of Christ and I see the bread of life and I see that I am seated with Christ in heavenly places and I see a door that is open and I see myself go from one dimension to another dimension. There should be a transformation. The love and the power of God should manifest. And there must be impartation. There must be impartation. What is your desire? I want to challenge that. What is your desire when you came into this church? Why did you come? To have encounter, to be transformed, and to have impartation. To meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You cannot walk out of this place the same. You cannot walk out of this place the same. I want to challenge your desire. Tonight I want to challenge your desire. I want to challenge your desire, and I want to tell you that you cannot walk out of this place the same. If you're going to walk out of this place the same, I want to put a question mark around your attitude, your heart condition, and your desire. For I promise you that the devil will also move on your desire. An encounter with Him. An encounter with Jesus Christ. A theophany. Theo mean God. Phaino meaning His appearance. His appearance. A visitation. An encounter with Him. An encounter with Him. That the moment that He pitches up, there is no time, matter, or space. And you're in a dimension. A spiritual dimension. You guys can take your seat. Prophet so badly wanted to be here tonight. But he's still sick and he was hoping to feel better already by tonight. And he just couldn't make it. You can pray for him. But he will be with you next week. And I just want to honor them. Because I don't take this lightly. I hope that you have your pen and your paper with you so that we can just write a couple of things down. We're going to be quick. I laugh because that's true. You know, it's in the face-to-face encounters where God meets us and where He changes us. Where He changes us. I can remember the first time that I saw Prophet preach. It was in 2013. I was in a church near Krugersdorp. And he was preaching, and I had such an encounter with God that I went home and I couldn't sleep. That whole night I didn't sleep. I was seeking God's face. I know we say this often, but when Pastor Martin walked into that house and he had an encounter with God, everything changed. Everything changed. Everything changed. Everything changed for his life. He didn't want anything to do with God. When he walked into that room, he had an encounter with God. everything changed. I can remember when we were still in, Prophet was still in itinerant ministry, and we will be in, at his house, pray every morning at 5 o'clock. And there will be angels that manifest in the room. As we pray, he will pray, be praying, he will be fasting, he will be in a 20-day fast. And the team will be there in the mornings and pray. And there will just be angels in the room. Is your desire for God to have an encounter with him, to really have an encounter with him, to come to church and have an encounter with him? I do believe that this is one of the there's not a many churches that the Holy Ghost can move and that people can have an encounter with him. But an encounter will change your life. When you're in your inner room, and by the 8th hour, everything changes. Everything changes about your life. That when you walk out of there, people know that you've been with God. An encounter with him. I can remember there was a prophet, and we were in his service. And he came to me and he said to me, it was before the church started, and he said to me, "What do you want God to do for you?" I've told this story before. And I was so happy that he came to me, and I was just, you know, I couldn't wait for him to pray for me. And I said to him, "I want God to touch my husband." And Martin was standing next to me. And then he called Martin up, and he prayed for him, and he said a lot of things. Said he's got a social disorder and I don't know what else, and they prayed for him, and he did have a social disorder. I stayed with him. And then I was like, "Oh, God, I gave that now to Martin," and I was so bummed. And then we met that prophet again, and he came in, and I was sitting here, and I said, "What happened is this." We were all sitting here, and he came in, and everybody moved up. So I had to move from my seat there, and everybody else was sitting there. And I was thinking, "Ugh, now I had to move." So I was sitting there where Lawrence is sitting now, and he walked straight up to me, and he says to me, "What do you want God to do for you?" And I said to him that I want to become a son. I want to become a son. I don't know if that there's even impartation for that. I don't know if somebody can pray for you. But I say to you that my desire was for God, and my desire was to have an encounter with him. And as he prayed for me, I had, if I recall that event, and if I recall what happened in that night, I still have the experience of that prayer. I still feel that experience, and if I bring that to memory, I can still feel that what happened that night. But that was my desire. That was my desire. If that was not my desire, you would never have asked me that, because my desire was what drew that out. That was my desire. My desire was, and I'm speaking about this because I want to challenge your desire to be so hungry for God and to be so hungry for a touch of him that your hunger will move a God that is on his throne, that he will stand up like he did with Stephen. And when Stephen was killed, he stood up because that sacrifice made God stand up and receive him. That your desire will be such that God will stand up and say, "I am meeting you face to face. I am going to have an encounter and a visitation with you." And that's why I want to challenge your desire. My desire was to have a father. That was my desire. I will be in my inner room and I will cry out and I will say, "God, give me a father. Give me a father. Will you give me a father? You have given me a heart to serve, but you have given me nobody to serve." And my desire would be for a father. I will cry out to him and say, but you have given so many fathers. I don't have a father, and I'm not talking about a natural father. I understood spiritual principles, and I was crying out to him, give me a father. Give me a father. Give me a father, and he will touch the desires. He will give you the desires of your heart. I want to challenge that desire in this night, because that will cause God to visit you. That will cause God to visit you. I want to say that again. That will cause God to visit you. For there are so many people that pray. Other religions also pray, and they pray for longer hours than you. They pray every Friday. But there's something. There's a tenacity that moves God. There is a people that can have an X factor and a tenacity that says that, Lord, if you do not meet me now, I will die. If you do not meet me now, I will die. If you do not meet me now, I will die. I want to challenge that tonight. I want to challenge that in your heart tonight. Because God needs some people that says, I am going to be violent. I am going to be violent, and I am going to be selfish. I am going to be violent and selfish about my time and my encounters with God. If you are going to interfere with my time with God, I'm going to ask you to leave. When I was younger, I will not, and I refuse that anybody will stay at my house after 9 o'clock. Because I knew that in the morning, I have to spend time with God. And if you're going to take my time, that will take my time with God, because I'm going to be tired. I refuse that anybody would stay at my house after 9 o'clock. Because 4 o'clock, I'm going to get up and I'm going to spend time with God. And I promise you that He met me every time. It's an encounter with Him. Just say encounter with Him. Encounter with God has a future effect. When you have an encounter with God, something is talking about your future. Because remember, I said that the Holy Ghost is always moving. The Holy Ghost is always moving. The plans and the purposes of God is already locked up in your spirit. And the moment that you have an encounter with Him, with the Word, with the I Am, He shows you who you really are. And that pertains to future. That pertains to future, because my future is locked up in Him. My future is locked up in every page and every word that is the I Am. For He in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word came and He dwelt among us. And that Word is the Word that is locked up inside of me. And the moment that I have an encounter with God, that future, this is my future. Every page has my future. And the moment that I have an encounter with Him, He gives me the plans and the blueprints for my life. If you do not know where you're going, I want to challenge, or I want to question that you ever had an encounter with Him. Because it's by the encounters that we have that He shows us the future. I want to say this again. Why do we repeat things? We repeat things so that you can understand that is important. I want to challenge the encounters that you had, because if you do not know where you are going, did you really have an encounter with Him? When I had an encounter, and I say this so often, but I say this so that you will understand and that you will know, and that in one person's mind this might stick, but when I had encounters with God, He showed me this pulpit. And when I had encounters with God, He showed me what I will wear when I preach. And that was before this church even started, before I knew that there was a prophet Leon de Pria. Because that is what God has for those who have encounters with Him, who visits with Him. He says that I will show you a future. If you do not know where you are going and who you are, you do not know the I Am. Because the I Am was before Moses, the I Am was before Abram, the I Am. Because this is what He says. Jesus Christ is standing at Revelations. He's standing at the door and He says, I am the door to your future. For I will show you things to come. But it is through me. It is through the encounters. It is through the visitations that you will have with me. That you will know where you are going. For where I will download that book into your spirit. And suddenly when you then look at yourself, it's not going to be like there is a veil, but there will be an apocalypto and an opening up of the lid. And the moment that there's an opening up of the lid, I will know where I'm going. What is your desire? Is your desire for a king? Is your desire just to sit here and to soothe your conscience? Or is your desire to come into this place and have a visitation and an encounter with them? An encounter with them. Because an encounter will reflect who God is. If you do not know Jesus Christ, I want to challenge the encounters that you have had. Because the encounter will show who He is, that I am. A divine encounter. Your encounter can be face to face. Your encounter can be visions, through visions. Your encounter can be in person or ascension. I'm going to give you guys a couple of examples. We're not going to spend a lot of time there, but then we're going to move on to specific things about encounters. Moses had an encounter. There was a pillar of fire and a cloud by day. Pillar of fire in the night and then a cloud by day. What an encounter. What an encounter did this man have? He's standing on Mount Sinai in the presence of God. In the presence of God. And that encounter he brought with him down. People saw and recognized the encounter when he came down. They saw that encounter already on his life. People will see the encounters that you have on your life. And as you walk into places, it will open the doors. Where you can tell people, this is how it's going to happen. Because God said that you're not the tail, but you're the head. If I am not the tail, but I am the head, that means that I have authority and I am in leadership. But do you believe that? Do you believe that? That you will never be the tail. That you will never be the tail. That you will never be the tail. I can remember an encounter that prophet had. The leadership met on that Saturday year. And he had an encounter that night with the angel in his room. And when he walked into this place, he never knew what they experienced. Only afterwards he realized, it's like Moses. Moses didn't know that his face was shining when he walked down the mountain. The presence of God was of such an authority that you didn't even want to say a word when he walked in. You just sensed that there was a new dimension and you sensed that he was with God. People were sitting here in the fear of God because he had an encounter. I want to challenge you and I want to challenge your desire for an encounter. Because what happens is we think that, is this all that he has for me? Is this where it's going to end? No, there's another dimension. His dimensions will never end. It's just us becoming familiar and content in a dimension. And that is a lie of Satan. Moses had a burning bush experience, and we think that it is just for these guys. It isn't. We're in a better dispensation. We're in a better dispensation. We're in a better dispensation. God appears to Abraham. And it makes him part of, he's physically appearing to Abraham, and he makes him part of the heavenly boardroom. Imagine this. It's a man like you and me. Human. Same blood, same DNA. And the Father pitches up and he makes him part of the boardroom of heaven. And he says that I am now going to have you being part of the decisions that I'm going to make. Imagine that. Isaiah, he's just spending some time with God and bam, suddenly he hears how the Father is talking to the Son. Imagine a guy like you and I, a normal person, suddenly gets caught up in heaven and he overhears the conversation that the Father has with the Son. And they are talking to each other and they are having a conversation and asking who we send. And Isaiah intercepts this conversation. He intercepts this conversation and he says, I will go. Imagine this phenomena. And we think that it is only for those guys, but God says that this is a better dispensation. He says that I will give you the desires of your heart. If you want to meet with me, I will meet with you. And at that moment, he commissions him. And he commissions Isaiah. And he sends him out. And the angel takes the coal and he touches his lips and he says, now your guilt and your sin is gone. Encounters with him. Encounters with him. Encounters with him. Encounters with him in such a way that I cannot wait, that as soon as it says 5 o'clock, I want to get in my car and I want to get into my inner room and have an encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But I want to challenge this and I want to ask you, do you believe that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords will meet with you? I want to ask you again, do you believe that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords wants to meet with you? I want to tell you that he died on the cross and he gave his life so that he can meet with you, so that you can have a visitation, not just in the church, but in your inner room. That he says that I want to spend time with you. I want to speak deep to deep. I want to speak to you. I want to know you. Are you guys still with me?
Yes.
Divine encounters will cause you to do the impossible.
Amen.
It will cause you to do the impossible. I want to say that again. It will cause you to do the impossible. What you see today, Encounter Church, this church, Krugersdorp, Cape Town, and the U.S. was impossible. There was minus 20,000 rand in the bank account. Prophet had a bunch of crazy people that was not delivered. Is that Pastor Martin? It was impossible. It was impossible. But when he had one encounter and an angel came to him, it suddenly made the impossible possible. It suddenly made the impossible possible. I was counseling somebody about 2 to 3 weeks ago, and she was just speaking to me about, let me now rethink what she was saying. But this person was speaking about, you know, when God doesn't come through in a way that you trust God. You trust God to come through in a specific thing. Have you guys trusted God and he didn't come through? And you think to yourself, but God, you say that you give great gifts to your kids. You said it. Why don't you come through for me? Why will you give me a snake? And we have these conversations and we're stressed out and we can't believe that the Father will do that. Because you said that if I ask you, you will give it to me. You said to me that you have given me the keys of the kingdom. So whatever I unlock will be unlocked. Whatever I lock will be locked. If I tell this mountain to go, it should go. And she was talking, and as she was speaking, I realized that I have been there. I suddenly realized that I have been in that dimension. That I have been in that dimension before. That I had that same questions, that I had that same question mark. Is God now really my Father? Does He really love me, and will He come through? And suddenly I realized, but there was a place when everything flipped. And where I now walk in a different dimension. Where those questions are not in my mind anymore. If He comes through and He doesn't come through, I am not fazed. That I am walking in a peace that I cannot describe. That I do not have this disappointment that you never came through for me. It's a dimension that He opens. And when she spoke, I said, but I have heard that dimension and I know that dimension. You just needed one encounter with Jesus Christ for you to be able to go over to another dimension. A dimension where you understand the spiritual things. A dimension where you understand the Father. A dimension where you know the I Am. A way you do not question and feel that He has disappointed you, but you know that you know that you know that I had an encounter with the I Am. The I Am that was there before the foundations of the earth. It's a dimension. You see, prophet preach on this pulpit. It's a dimension. If you do not understand what he is preaching or what platform he is preaching from, it's because you are at another dimension. His dimension is different. You need an encounter with Jesus Christ to go up. You need an encounter with Jesus Christ for that door to open up. Moses was standing on the mountain and Joshua was a little bit below him. And then Moses comes down and he asks Joshua and he says to Joshua, what is that I hear? And Joshua says, what did he say? He said, isn't it worship? Isn't that what Joshua said? Something like that. And then Moses says, that's not what I hear. Because Moses was at a different dimension. He was at a higher dimension than Joshua was. A different dimension, but the only person that can open that dimension is Jesus Christ, the I Am. Jesus Christ, the I Am. Genesis 32, 20, 24. Just put that up for me in the King James Version. I want to give you guys, we almost finished. Is it up? There we go. It says this, and Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Jacob is so desperate. He's a fugitive. He is running away. He's a fugitive, but he knows that if this man that he is busy wrestling with leaves without opening a dimension for him, he will die. Esau will kill him. But he is desperate. But he is desperate and he says that I will not let you go. I will not let you go until you change my future. I will not let you go up until you speak a word. Up until you decree. Up until you decree. Up until you decree. My Lord, I will not let you go up until you decree that my financial situation will change. I will not let you go up until you bless me. I will not let you go up until you bless me. I will not let you go up until you visit me and have an encounter and open a dimension that I can go and fulfill the call of God in my life. This encounter elevated Jacob into a class of nobility. He was a beggar. He was working day in and day out. And suddenly God says, "For as a prince hast thou power with God." One encounter with Jesus Christ, and suddenly his whole future changes. Everything changes about Jacob. God decreed one word and he said, "Now you change from Jacob to Israel, which is a prince." And the moment that he did that, a dimension opened for Jacob. Do you believe that Jesus Christ can open a dimension for you? One encounter can make you a prince. What does that mean? I want you guys to write this down. I hope that you brought your pens. Number one, a prince is someone who leads a group of people. Deuteronomy 28, and I quoted it just now. It says, "And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only and not beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I have commanded you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I have commanded you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them." God says that I will give you the ability to lead. I will give you the ability to lead, and you will never be the tail. As when I speak one word, when you have encounter with them. Number two, a prince remains a prince for life. If you are a governor, you have a term. If you are a prince, it's by divine appointment. It's by your rights. I hope that you're hearing me. It's by your right. It's divine right that gives you the ability to become a prince. For I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. For I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. As he is, so am I. Counter doesn't believe that. A prince rules by decree. Listen to this, Job 22, it says this, verse 28. "You will also decree a thing, and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways." I'm going to read it again. "You will also decree a thing, and it shall be established for you." Job, when you got up this morning, did you command the morning and did you take the ends of the earth and you shook the evil out of it? Job, this morning, did you take the ends of the earth and you shook the evil out of it? For you shall decree and so shall it be. For you shall decree and so shall it be, and the light of God, the light of that encounter, the light of that visitation shall shine upon your way. For that light, the one that said, there shall be light, is the one that will have an encounter with you, that will decree one thing, and so shall it be. For the I am, is a light unto my path. Because as I decree, so shall it be, and you will become a light unto my path. Are you ready to have encounter with the I Am? When you get up in the morning, what is your desire? My desire is for you so that when I decree, things will happen. When I decree, things will happen. When I decree, things will happen. And that is a position. I want you to understand this. That is a position. It's a location. It's a location that you find in Jesus Christ. It's a location, because when I'm in that location, I can decree, I can decree, I can decree. If you ask anything in my name, how profound is this? We read this every Sunday. How many times have you said this to yourself? If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. You need an encounter for that door to open, brother. You need an encounter for that door to open so that you can go to a dimension where this is possible. That you can go to a dimension when you decree and when you say something and when you ask something, so shall it be. Do you know that when you enter into His presence, He says that I will give you things just because you believe that I will. That's going to need an encounter with Jesus Christ. It's going to need an encounter with Jesus Christ. It's going to need an encounter with Jesus Christ. When you're going to make decrees as a prince, whatever you decree, it will happen. Whatever you ask, so shall it be. I can remember there was one time, I should never ask God to change our life, because I asked God to change our life and I fell pregnant with Josh. I never asked that question again. I love my son. I just don't want more. I asked God this question. I said, change my life. And I fell pregnant with Josh. And our whole life changed. Our whole life changed. I was driving up the hill the one time, and I will never forget this. This Rory, is Rory here? I think is he here tonight? Well, we celebrated his birthday. He was 60. I don't know if it was yesterday, but we celebrated it yesterday. And we drove past the place where I had an encounter with God. And I was thinking about this. And I drove up there. It was a gravel road the one time. And I had such an encounter with God. And I said to God, will you come down? And will you be so angry on my behalf that you will change my life? I'll never forget it, and I will never forget how I felt and the encounter that I had in my car. The next day, somebody offered me a job for more than what they advertised the job for. In 3 months, they created a new post. Is that a word? Position. They created a new position for me. At the end, I earned more than the engineers in that place. With one encounter, it can open a door. With one encounter, it can open a door. With one encounter, it can open a door. That December, I started in July. That December, I got a 14th check. Because God opened one door. I would sit at my desk and I will say, God, be with me now. And I will work something out and I will save 1 million rand for my company in one project. taking that encounter that we have, and it will shine, and you will see how God will change certain things. I want to challenge you to have an encounter with God and to be like Jacob. To say that I will not let you go up until you change things for me. Up until you give me a revelation of what a prince is so that I can walk in a different dimension. Number four says, whenever princes happen to go out, doors always open up to them. Always open doors, open doors, open doors. Moses is standing and he has to take these Israelites through the sea. And he has one encounter with God. And God opens the sea. It was impossible. By God, it was impossible for those people to move through this one encounter. God created a highway. Everywhere you go, God will open a door. Princes stay in a location and people just bring things to them. You know, we were in itinerant ministry still, and at that stage, people will just phone Prophet that hates him. They hate him. I've never seen people hate a person like Prophet. I don't know what happened, but something happened. Maybe it's his ponytail. Maybe they're just jealous. They can grow their own ponytail. And I saw how money will come in of people that hate him. And they would just say that, I had a compelling and I had to give this money to you. Because they will carry the blessings and they will carry your blessings and bring it to you. It will make the impossible possible. The impossible possible. That what is impossible will suddenly become possible. If things are not working out, maybe you're stuck in a dimension and you've never had an encounter with Jesus that will open the door to another dimension. I refuse to be stuck in a dimension. I refuse because it will cause familiarity. It will cause familiarity and it will take away every promise that God has given you. Doesn't matter how many times people pray for you. As we end off, I just want to say this, that what was the secret for Jacob to become a prince? He understood his position. He didn't come into God's presence as a beggar, but he prayed like a prince. I am not going to let you go unless you bless me. I am not going to let you go up until you make me a prince. I am not going to let you go. I am not going to let you go. I am not going to let you go. I am saying this over and over and over again because I wanted to sink in that when you go tomorrow morning in your inner room, you need to challenge God. I will not let you go up until you bless me. I will not let you go up until you bless me, for you have seated me with you in heavenly places. I am here with you. I am not going to let you go up until you make me a prince. That means a leader. It means someone that when you walk, doors open. When you sit in your house, people will bring you things. I counted the one time. I think Pastor Kevin was here. It was 2 weeks ago. And he was in our house and he stayed in our house. And I counted every time that I saw him, he was in our house. I would tell him what I have on or what is in our house that people gave us. It is absolutely incredible. I don't know how we got so many things that people gave us. When you know who you are and you had encounters with God, you will see how people will bring you things. I cannot tell you how many things in my house because of what people brought. Somebody gave me this jacket. I don't know who, I can't remember who gave me this jacket. Somebody gave me this shirt. Somebody bought, I think, these shoes. You can ask Gerard, he stays with us. Every time somebody walks in there and they say, oh, this is nice, then I'm like, but somebody gave that to me. It's not just because we're in this church. Because we're under this anointing, for sure. But I want to challenge you. Have an encounter with Him. Have an encounter with Him. May He become your desire. May He become everything. Everything that you will leave everything for Him. That you will leave every conversation that you can have later on. Every Netflix video, everything else you can leave just to have time with Him. May this be your desire. My prayer is every day when I get up, first of all, I thank Him that I can have emotion and connect with Him. For me, it's the greatest gift that He's ever given me. And it's a long story how that happened, but I praise Him every day when I get up that I can connect with Him. That I have the emotion, that I have a human experience that can connect with the divine God. Every morning I get up and I say, thank You that I can just feel You. That I can just experience You. And then I pray and I say, please let my desire for You never, never grow cold. Let my desire never grow cold. The biggest thing that depresses me is when that desire is not there anymore. And then I question my whole being, my existence. My existence. Will You never take this desire that I have for You away? And may I have an encounter with You every time. And may I never become familiar with that. And may I seek that every time. For 1 year, one full year, it's actually more, I could not experience God. I could not feel God. I could not have even a conversation with my husband. And I will cry before God and I will say, why have You forsaken me? Why have You forsaken me? Why have You left me? Why have You left me? You're the one that called me. You're the one that gave me this assignment. Why are You not here anymore? For one full year. For one full year that I couldn't even have a conversation with God. I couldn't have a conversation with Martin. And I would beg Him and I would say, but why did You go? Why did You leave me? If I am still here, You still have an assignment for me. But where are You? I want to ask you, are you still willing? If He pulls out, if He never talks to you again, if you do not feel Him 1 second, you do not have any experience with Him physically, will you still seek Him? Will you still be in this room? Will you still come to church? All the life was out of me. Couldn't pick up my Bible. I couldn't pray. And I will just cry and I say, where are You? Where are You? Where are You? For one full year. Up until He pitches up. Up until He pitches up. If that's going to take you a year, brother, then start praying. Start praying. Start seeking His face. Because I know that there will be an encounter on the other end of that year. There will be an encounter on the other end of that year. There will be a conversation that is divine. There will be a calling that is divine on the other end of that year. God loves you. All that He wants is He desires you. I want to just make the statement, then we're going to end off. If you do not talk to Him, He will never, ever, 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 as long as this planet exists, have a conversation the way that you will have it with Him. Never. You are the only person with your type of DNA, with your own personality, with your own temperament, the way that you think, the way that you experience things. There will never be anybody on this planet again that can have that conversation that you're going to have with Him. Never. There will not be someone after you. It will not come through your kids. You have one chance to show Him what it will feel like to have an encounter with who you are. Father, when I come into your presence, I want you to experience me. Not an imitation of somebody that I imitate. I'm not talking now about just Christianity. I'm talking about you in your inner room, where you open up about deep things, because He will never have a conversation or experience with anybody else that has the name Marie. Never. That looks like me, that thinks like me, that talks like me. Never. God will be deprived of that conversation, of that praise that only I can give. Only I can praise the way that I praise. Only I can pray the way that I pray. Only I can believe the way that I believe. Do not deprive God of that encounter that He wants with you. For His desire is for you. His desire is not for a copy. His desire is not for anybody else. His desire is not for the person next to you. His desire is for you. Because there's nobody else on this planet like you. And may I never deprive you of that encounter with me. I want you to experience the way that I think, the way that I praise. Because it's unique. It is one of a kind. If you are never going to do it, you will never experience that. Father, in this night, we praise you and we worship you and we honor you. I pray that we will have the courage and we will have the desire to go into our inner room and praise you the way that we are, so that we can have this encounter with you that will change things in our lives, that will open doors, but mostly it will show you who I am. It will bring you and give you an experience of me. I want you to know me. I desire you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will touch each and every person in this room. I pray that your anointing will rest upon them. May they have encounters with you. May, Lord, you open a dimension for them that they understand what it means to be a prince for your glory. For your glory, in the name of Jesus the Christ.